I am the luckiest girl in the whole wide world. He chose me out of all the others. He brought me home, gives me all sorts of pretty things to wear, washes me, brushes my hair, puts it into little pigtails, and then puts me on my shelf. My own special place, just for me. Oh, the way he looks at me. The way he looks at my tiny little body. Only about a foot tall, 30 centimeters. Plastic and silicone. I was still made undeveloped, but I like being tiny. Little chest, little waist, narrow hips, petite hands, tiny, tiny feet, long, silky hair, bright, shining eyes, little pink mouth, and freckles on my nose and cheeks. I do always have a freshly fucked blush on my cheeks. It was painted on at the factory, you see. But I like to look pretty for him. Sometimes he puts me in schoolgirl outfits. Short skirts, no panties, a crop top blouse, and a tight blazer. Always in some kind of high heel. Sometimes he puts me in baby doll dresses, all ruffles and pink, yellow, green. They're so pretty. They're always really short though, but billowy as well. Sometimes he puts me in ruffle panties, bloomers. And sometimes he puts me in really slutty outfits. Tight, leather, red, black, short, see-through. I like whatever he puts me in. I'm glad I don't have an opinion on the matter. I just want to be of use, what I was designed for. A nice, tight place for him to shove his cock and come. For that purpose, I have three special places just for him, all about the size of a pinhole. My mouth, tight and round. When he shoves his cock in my mouth hole, my lipstick almost becomes pink because my lips have stretched so far, wider and deeper than any human girl could do for him. My eyes bulge as he rams his cock down my throat. I don't have to worry about breathing or air, and I don't have any pesky gag reflexes to get in the way. And goodness, I would never, ever swat his cock away from my mouth. I am a good silicone fuck doll. And sometimes he spreads my legs really wide, like a straight line, and he rams his cock into my tiny little pussy hole. It's bald, no hair, really smooth, always looks virginal for him. He can ram in deep. My stomach bulges and distends, so distorted. It feels funny on my insides. Thank goodness I don't have any internal organs to get in the way. Just a hollowed out, empty vessel for his big fat cock. But I think his favorite way to do it, and maybe mine too, is when he turns me over, puts my dress up over my ass, and takes his big cock and puts it into my tongue. tiny little asshole. Such a tiny, tight little hole, never wearing out, always pretty and perfect for his every use. Again, my stomach and sides distend and bulge as his cock rams in and out of my tiny, tight hole, gripping his cock. Drawing him deeper inside of me. I love that I'm so tiny. I bring him so much pleasure. With one big hand, he wraps around my torso, ramming my silicone body up and down on his cock. Sometimes he holds me down and rams his cock into me that way, fucking me hard and deep in my tight little undeveloped silicone fuck doll body. Sometimes he likes to turn me over, open up my shirt, and look at my tiny, tiny titties. Just little mounds, whispers of where tits should be. But I do have two pink, puffy nipples that he likes to rub the underside of his cock across. And sometimes he gets so excited looking at me there, helpless, vulnerable, that he comes all over my little titties. At that point, I'm just drenched in his hot cum, some of it running down my body, between my legs, some of it spurting onto my face, getting all in my big doll eyes. I love the feeling of his hot, warm cum all over me. So sticky and wholesome. But my favorite is when he comes deep inside one of my holes. Either when he's fucking my mouth hole, or when he's ramming my tight pussy hole, or when he has me bent over, fucking my little asshole raw. He shoots that big load deep in my empty body, just a cum receptacle for him, filling me up, bloating my stomach. Oh, I feel like I could burst. Burst with cum and burst with love. He always likes to watch it seep out of me. The feeling of that thick, goopy seed leaking from my body. I feel all warm and gushy inside, like a real human for a couple of minutes. Usually then, he cleans me up, washing me thoroughly, drying me off, putting me in one of my dresses, and putting me back on my shelf. But sometimes, he uses me so hard that it's all he can do to just pass out. And then I get to lay in a puddle of his cum, the sperm leaking out of whichever orifice he decided to use, naked, sprawled out, just waiting until he decides what to do with me. Discarded, disposed, like the little fuck doll I am. So happy that I was designed for this. So happy that he chose me. I wouldn't want it any other way.